USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite great enthusiasm about the summit that's coming up tonight, U.S. time, between President Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, America's top diplomat says,
sanctions will remain until North Korea completely and verifiably eliminates its weapons of mass destruction programs.
But speaking a short time ago, Mike Pompeo says it's also a chance for history to be made.
That will provide them sufficient certainty that they can be comfortable that denuclearization isn't something that ends badly for them. Indeed, just the opposite, that it leads to a brighter, better future for the North Korean people.
Out of control, a wildfire in southwestern Colorado forcing more than 2,000 homes to be evacuated in Durango, nearly doubling in size over the weekend. It has scorched over 16,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, hey. And Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Canada's prime minister has certainly riled President Trump given the tweets we've heard from the president, but he's also riled the White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, who says the prime minister, Justin Trudeau, stabbed the U.S. in the back.
He says that we are the problem with tariffs. The non-factual part of this was they have enormous tariffs.
That's Kudlow speaking on CNN's State of the Union, where he called Trudeau's statement sophomoric and a political stunt for domestic consumption. He was referring to remarks made by Trudeau after Trump departed the G7 summit when Trudeau said Canada will, quote, not be pushed around by United States trade policies and tariffs. An Air Force captain who had top clearance, who deserted from Kirtland Air Base in Albuquerque 35 years ago, is now back in custody in California. The Air Force says Captain William Howard Hughes Jr. was arrested a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An illegal immigrant arrested by ICE after delivering food to a military base in Brooklyn last week will not be deported today after all. The Legal Aid Society says a federal judge granted Pablo Villavicencio Calderon an emergency stay through at least July 20th. His deportation was to have begun as early as today. After while he was making a delivery last week, military personnel asked him about his immigration status, then detained him, and ultimately turned him over to ICE. Kia Motors is recalling over a 500,000 vehicles to fix an airbag flaw linked to a federal investigation into some fatal crashes. USA Radio's Wendy King tells us which vehicles are involved.
The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy, with the recall set to begin on July 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is a good time to remind you can catch us online at usaradio.com for US.